Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Daniel Shea, a councillor, Ward 72. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Including yourself, Howard.
Good, thank you. So there's been apparently a change to some of the laws around slaughtering animals within suburbs. Now, just a little bit of, just to understand this a little bit better, obviously, from a cultural perspective, in terms of traditional African culture, traditional Jewish culture, Muslim culture, animals are slaughtered in a specific and traditional way. As far as I've always understood, the constitution of the country protects those traditions and those values. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, but obviously laws need to be put in place in order to balance the rights and concerns and health of people living in the cities and living in suburbs.
Yes, and also in addition to that, also the animal rights as well. So the laws, without precluding people being able to slaughter, they have to maintain all of those things.
Okay, so what was the law and what are the proposed changes to the law?
So the law hasn't actually changed yet. It's in a bit of a consultation phase. But, I mean, in the city of Joburg, every municipality manages its own bylaw around slaughter. So the basic component of this bylaw in Joburg is that you can't hold the animal in the area or in the place where you're going to slaughter it for more than 12 hours in advance. It has to be, the meat has to be treated in a hygienic manner. It can't be visible to other members of the public. So it has to be in an enclosed yard. And you can't sell the meat. The one provision with Joburg, which I think may be subject to change, is you have to notify the city 7 days in advance, if you're going to be slaughtering in a suburban area, which is why they're having these changes, because there are instances where people are slaughtering for funerals where you might not have those 7 days, notice beforehand. So we have to kind of bring the bylaws into line with that.
Right. So obviously the whole idea here is to try and balance it and not do away with the traditional requirements, not try and change how people, not to change people's tradition, but obviously make sure that all of the other factors are taken into account.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's most municipalities have the same bylaw. Variation is the notice period if there are any.
Right. How much of a problem is this practically? You know, is this something that you as a councillor come across frequently, infrequently, seldom or never? I feel like I'm one of those internet surveys. Is this a problem for you on a regular basis, infrequently? Yeah.
It's fairly seldom. I mean, I think I've had probably two instances in the last 8 months. And as we know, we have squeamish about blood and slaughter seeing it. So people like have a hint that something's going to happen in the area, they get a bit worried. But it's really very, very seldomly occurring in our areas.
And in other areas, I mean, if you chat to other councillors, are they dealing with this more?
So if you're dealing, I mean, it depends on basically demographics of the area. So in townships, it's happening more often than in the suburbs.
Right.
And to them, but it's more of a non-issue to them because culturally in townships is more accepted than suburbs. So they don't have the same feedback from their community as we would if someone just do it in our area.
Right. And that's where we leave it. Daniel Shea, councillor for Ward 72, chatting to us about the changes, the proposed changes in the bylaws as we try in the country, which is an incredible thing. I mean, I think it's extremely positive that we try and balance the rights of people to continue to observe and safeguard culture.